my dream can and will come true if we all look into the future and see the light that shines there. I'm here for other children. I'm here because I care. I'm here because children everywhere are suffering and because 40,000 people die each day from hunger. I'm here because those people are mostly children. We have got to understand that the poor are all around us and we're ignoring them. We have got to understand that these deaths are preventable. We have got to understand that people in third world countries think and care and smile and cry just like us. We have got to understand that they are us. We are them. My dream is to stop hunger by the year 2000. My dream is to give the poor a chance. My dream is to save the 40,000 people who die each day. My dream can and will come true if we all look into the future and see the light that shines there.
Definitely the most difficult situation that I've ever seen. In the time that I've been here, children have been shot and killed. On the 30th of January, the Israeli military bulldozed the two largest water wells, destroying over half of Rafah's water supply. Every few days, if not every day, are demolished here. People are economically devastated because of the closure of the borders into Egypt and the extreme control of...
Sunday afternoon in Charlotte, about noon actually, and I received a phone call, and my son-in-law Kelly was on the phone, and he asked if Craig was there, and something about the way he asked made me realize, I felt right away that something was wrong, and then I asked why Kelly, and he hesitated for a minute and he said, "We've had some very sad news." And then my daughter, Sarah, I could hear her in the background. And she got on the telephone and she said, "Mom, it's Rachel." And I think the first words out of my mouth then were, "Is she dead?"
opposing the demolition of farmland and other property, Palestinian property, by Israeli destruction forces and bulldozers. And the bulldozer drove up, and it kept going, and she tried to move back, but she couldn't move back, and she got caught underneath. She got caught underneath the bulldozer. Many other internationals began to surround the bulldozer and yell at it and tell it that there is somebody there, and it did not stop.
People have no chance to get their personal items out. They have no chance to call for help. And this is far away from most media outlets. You are amongst the very few journalists who have even seen this. European or American journalists who have even been here because people are afraid to come or it's too hard to come.
One of the things we were told in Gaza by a very respected Palestinian psychologist who had just completed a study of 1,000 Palestinian children was that they had discovered that many of these Palestinian children no longer had a will to live. That they were so
I'm here for other children. I'm
so
here because I care.
Affected
I'm here because children everywhere are suffering. Understand that these deaths are preventable. We have got
forces.
To understand that people in third world countries
that the psychological
think and
condition
care and smile
is one of the dimensions
cry,
of the conflict
us.
That is not widely
understood.
We've got understood.
To understand that they are us. We are them. My dream can and will come true if we all look into the future and see the light that shines there.